Scripture reading for today is in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 1 to 15.
今日经文是来自但以理书的第七章1至15节。
You can join us at home as we'll read this first in English and then in Cantonese.
你们在家可以一起参加,首先用英文读,再用中文读,广东话读。
In my vision that night, earlier, during the first year of King Belshazzar's reign in Babylon, Daniel had a dream and saw visions as he lay in his bed. He wrote down the dream, and this is what he saw. In my vision that night, I, Daniel, saw a great storm churning the surface of a great sea, with strong winds blowing from every direction. Then four huge beasts came up out of the water, each different from the others. The first beast was like a lion with eagle's wings. As I watched, its wings were pulled off, and it was left standing with its two hind feet on the ground, like a human being, and it was given a human mind. Then I saw a second beast, and it looked like a bear. It was rearing up on one side, and it had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And I heard a voice saying to it, "Give up, devour the flesh of many people." Then the third of these strange beasts appeared, and it looked like a leopard. It had four birds' wings on its back, and it had four heads. Great authority was given to this beast. Then in my vision that night, I saw a fourth beast, terrifying, dreadful, and very strong. It devoured and crushed its victims with huge iron teeth and trampled their remains beneath its feet. It was different from any of the other beasts, and it had 10 horns. As I was looking at the horns, suddenly another small horn appeared among them. Three of the first horns were torn out by the roots to make room for it. This little horn had eyes like human eyes, and a mouth that was boasting arrogantly. I watched as thrones were put in place and the Ancient One sat down to judge. His clothing was as white as snow, his hair like purest wool. He sat on a fiery throne with wheels of blazing fire. And a river of fire was pouring out, flowing from his presence. Millions of angels ministered to him. Many millions stood to attend him. Then the court began its session, and the books were opened. I continued to watch because I could hear the little horn's boastful speech. I kept watching until the fourth beast was killed, and its body was destroyed by fire. The other three beasts had their authority taken from them, but they were allowed to live a while longer. As my vision continued that night, I saw someone like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient One and was led into his presence. He was given authority, honor, and sovereignty over all the nations of the world, so that people of every race and nation and language would obey him. His rule is eternal. It will never end. His kingdom will never be destroyed. I, Daniel, was troubled by all I had seen, and my visions terrified me.
但以理书7章1至15节，巴比伦王巴沙撒预言，但以理在床上作梦，见了脑中的异象，就起就记录这梦，密述说其中的大意。 但以理说，我夜里见异象，看见天的四风抖起，刮在大海之上，有四个大兽从海中上来，形状各有不同。求一个像狮子，有鹰的翅膀。我正观看的时候，兽的翅膀被拔去，兽从地上得立起来，用两脚站立，像人一样，又得了人心。 又有一兽如熊，就是第二兽，旁跨而坐，口齿内含着三根肋骨。有吩咐这兽的说：起来，吞吃多肉。此后我观看，又有一兽如豹，背上有鸟的四个翅膀，这兽有四个头，又得了权柄。其后我在夜间的异象中观看，见第四兽甚是可怕，极其强壮，大有力量，有大铁牙吞吃咀嚼所剩下的，用脚践踏。这兽与前三兽大不相同，头有十角。我正观看这些角，其中又见其中又长起一个小角。先前的角中有三角，在这角前连根被它拔出来。这角有眼，像人的眼，有口说夸大的话。我观看见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者，他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如纯洁的羊毛，宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火。从他面前有火像河发出，侍奉他的有千千，在他面前是立的有万万。他坐着要行审判，卷案卷都展开了。那时我看见那兽因小角说夸大的话、夸大的声音被杀，身体损坏，拎在火中焚烧。其余的兽权柄都被夺去，生命却仍存留，直到所定的时候和日期。我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。至于我但以你，我的灵在我里面受烦，我脑中的异象使我惊惶。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his words.
愿神祝福听和读他话的人。
Today, the title of the message by Reverend Wilson Chang is God's Purposes for the World and Humanity.
今天程牧师的信息的题目是神对世界和人类的旨意。
Good morning.
喂，早晨。
Daniel 7 is the apex or central chapter in the book of Daniel.
第七章是但以理书的中心或者一个高潮。
And there you'll find some wonderful truths.
你会找到一些很美好的真理。
It reminds us of God's universal sovereign rule.
去提醒我们神的主权。
It points us to the very heart of God's purposes for the world and humanity.
佢指向神对人同埋世界嘅旨意。
And that is to establish his everlasting kingdom.
就係建立佢永恒嘅国度。
Daniel points to the Lord Jesus as king of God's everlasting kingdom.
但以理就是指向耶稣基督，他是那个永恒国度的主，那个王。
It's one of the clearest prophecies in the Old Testament.
这个就是在旧约圣经里面一个最清楚的预言。
And it's written perhaps 5 centuries before the events described took place.
他所讲的就是在那件事件发生之前的500年的一个预言。
Now, the key to uncovering the true meaning of all this is first to study the text.
那我们怎么去看到它当中最紧要、最真的那个意思呢？就是首先要看经文的内容。
But you need to study Daniel 7 in light of its context.
但同时你也要看到那个上文下理。
In other words, you have to understand what comes before And after Daniel 7,
意思就是说你要究竟看看但以理书第七章之前和之后所讲的。
Not only the near context that you have to understand, but you have to understand the broader context, the entire book of Daniel.
就要看整卷但以理书。
And also, you have to consider the entire storyline of the Old Testament and New Testament.
同埋你都要睇成个旧约新约嘅故事。
And when you do that, you'll find that these passages that seem to be like dark mysteries become more clearer.
当你咁样做嘅时候，原本好似系好唔系好明朗嘅一啲嘅神秘嘅事，你会变得更加清楚。
As the Apostle Peter tells us in 2 Peter 1:19, which I have on slide 2, and we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
好似彼得在彼得后书里面所讲的，他说我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，直等到天发亮，神星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
If the living God took so many precious pages of his holy word, the scriptures, to reveal the future to us, he must think it's pretty important.
如果神用这么多章节的圣经去俾我哋睇到将来嘅事情嘅时候，意思就即系话佢所讲嘅系好重要。
And so I think it'd be worth your time to pay attention to what God says in Daniel 7.
所以我哋应该好值得去留意但以理书第七章所讲嘅系乜嘢。
Now the vision in starting verse 1 is dated for us the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon.
咁经文嘅第七章嘅第一节就已经讲俾我哋听，嗰个时间就系巴沙撒元年嘅时候。
And we know from antiquity that that's the year 552 BC。
咁个时间就系主前嘅552年。
And that's some almost 50 years into the exile of Judah。
即系话犹大被掳之后嘅50年。
And if you're familiar with the book, then you know Daniel at this point in time is aged, maybe in his late 60s.
咁但以理喺嗰个时间应该已经系六十几岁嘅时候。
Again, Babylon is the national power of the day, but the king now is no longer Nebuchadnezzar. It's been passed to Belshazzar.
咁当时嘅王位咧已经由尼布甲尼撒咧传咗俾伯沙撒。
If you're familiar with the story of Daniel, he had been at the heart of political life in Babylon during the reign of Nebuchadnezzar.
咁喺尼布甲尼撒作王嘅时候咧，但以利已经系一个好嘅高位。
Again, Daniel was one of the exiled Jews who were brought to Babylon as a captive to serve another nation, Babylon, rather than his own nation, Israel.
咁但以理系当时被掳其中嘅一个人，佢被掳到去巴比伦去服侍巴比伦王，唔系服侍自己嘅国民。
But as he sought to glorify God in a foreign place, against his will, he again saw wonderful things that God did.
咁我哋睇到但以理喺当时神为佢做咗啲好好嘅嘢。
He had seen King Nebuchadnezzar.King of Babylon, wonderfully converted by God.
他看到尼布甲尼撒是被神去改变。
But now, in his older years, in the reign of Belshazzar, King of Babylon, things were very different.
但到巴沙撒作王的时候，事情就不同了。
Daniel was marginalized for over 20 years until he was recalled.
但以理好似有20年嘅时间系被冷落，唔被神，唔被呢佢嘅王所喜爱，直至到巴沙撒去再次去召佢。
This was at the end of Belshazzar's reign, and he was remembered by the queen mother.
咁呢个系大概巴沙撒做王最尾嗰几年嘅时间，佢系被佢嘅王 王母所记起。
And Daniel was summoned to interpret the writing on the wall that appears in Daniel 5 that God put there before Belshazzar.
但以理被召呢，就是要去帮伯沙撒去解释墙上面所写的字，这段事情的记载在第五章。
Now to properly understand what's happening here, you have to know that Daniel received his vision at the beginning of a bleak and discouraging time for the people of God.
咁你要知道呢件事，但以利去得到呢个异象嘅时间，系神嘅子民当时系好气馁、好失望嘅时间。
Right? How would you feel if you were exiled away from your home nation and forced to go into slavery in another nation under another nation?
想象一下，如果你系被掳离开你自己国家，去到另一个地方去做奴隶。去服侍其他人的时候，你是怎样感受呢？
The God's people, the Israelites in the Old Testament, they lived under the rule now of someone who set himself against their God, the God of heaven.
以色列人当时是要去服侍那个是同神敌挡的人，那个国家是敌挡神的。
And in such circumstances, this revelation of the true meaning and direction of history under God's sovereign control would be a great encouragement to someone like Daniel.
咁喺呢啲嘅情况之下，去俾但以理去睇到神嘅旨意，同埋神点样去引导呢个历史，俾但以理睇到神嗰个主权，对但以理嚟讲系一个好大鼓励。
It's certainly an encouragement to all the people of God ever since, especially when you're living in difficult times.
同样对神的子民过去和现在，活在这个困难的时间里面，都是一个很大的鼓励。
Now, all the prophetic material, if you're familiar with Daniel, and the four visions, for example, in Daniel 7 through 12, and Nebuchadnezzar's dream of Daniel 2, and that famous writing on the wall, Daniel 5, they convey the main theme of the book.
咁你要记得，你清楚嘅话咧，喺但以理书里边有四个异象，包括啊尼布甲尼撒嘅梦啦，同埋喺墙上写嘅字咧，都系讲到一个好重要嘅主题。
And simply put, the main theme is God rules and is building an everlasting kingdom.
个主题好简单嘅，就系话神掌权同埋建立一个永恒嘅国度。
You see, that's an extremely important practical truth.
这个是一个很重要的真理，是实在的一个真理。
Let me explain. If you're presently investing all your effort, all your energy and time on building your kingdom or some other kingdom, it won't last.
如果你现在是花费所有的心血精力时间去建立你自己的国度的时候，但你的国度不是长久的。
Not only won't last, it ultimately won't satisfy you.
不单止不会长久，而是至终不能够去满足你。
Wouldn't you be wiser if you invested your life, your time, your effort, your energy in the kingdom of God that will last forever?
如果你聪明少少嘅话，你就会将你所有嘅心血、时间、精力都建立喺神永恒嘅国度嘅里边。
Now, some of these prophecies, for instance, the one we're looking at in Daniel 7 and the one that we looked at Christmas Eve, Daniel 2, are kind of broad picture, big picture, wide-angled views of the future.
这些预言，譬如今天所看的第七章，和我们圣诞节之前所看过的第二章，有些预言是好像一个广角镜一个离远去睇一个大嘅图画。
You also see that wide-angle view in other prophecies in Daniel 9 and 12.
同样嘅就系第九章同埋十二章嘅一啲嘅异象。
And it's interesting to note that Daniel chapters 2 and 7, again the text we're looking at today, brackets a portion of the Bible that's written in Aramaic. It's not in Hebrew. like the rest of Daniel, it's written in Aramaic.
咁咧，如果你留意第二章同埋第七章所包括嘅当中嘅系一共阿兰文所写嘅。
And that's significant. It should get your attention because it contains material of universal significance.
呢个系一个好重要嘅信息。
In other words, it's a message for everyone, for all people.
又即系话咧，系所有嘅人都系睇得明白，系呢个信息系俾所有嘅人。
Now, if you were with us on Christmas Eve when we look at Daniel 2, you'll remember that Daniel 2 corresponds to that vision corresponds to the one that we are seeing today, Daniel 7.
咁如果你平安夜同我哋一齐去崇拜，你听到嗰个信息喺但以理书第二章嘅信息嘅时候，呢个系对应翻今日第七章嘅信息。
In Daniel 2, we saw the rock or the stone cut not with human hands, becoming a great mountain that fills the whole earth.
但以理书第二章，我哋提到一块非人手作出嚟嘅石头，变成一座大山，充满天下。
And that powerful image corresponds to an image in chapter 7, one like a son of man, crowned as king of God's everlasting kingdom.
这个就是对应第七章入面所形容到一个好像人子的，是神的永恒的国度的君王。
Again, the parallels are striking.
这个平衡呢，是很令人诧异。
And the prominence of chapter 7, which connects the first part of Daniel, 1 through 6, and the second part, 7 through 12, again, tells us that this is the central part of the book.
咁而呢个第七章系连接起一至到六章同埋七至到十二章，呢个俾我哋睇到呢个系但以理书经文嘅中心嘅部分。
And again, as you see on the slide before you, the message of Daniel is that God rules and is building an everlasting kingdom, and he calls you, like people like you and me, to live in light of that fact.
但以理嘅信息就系话神系掌权，佢建立紧一个永恒嘅国度，同埋呼召你哋同埋我系活喺当中。
Now, when you compare Daniel 2 and 7, again, those two rather different images, but again, connected, you'll see some differences and similarities.
咁对比第二章同埋第七章，你睇到有啲分别同埋有啲相同嘅地方。
In that earlier chapter, Daniel 2, Nebuchadnezzar's dream, the focus is on the power of the various kingdoms that will eventually be overpowered by the kingdom of God.
第二章里面提到很多的不同的国度，他们最终都是被神的国度所打败。
In contrast, in the text that's for us today, in the vision of chapter 7, the focus is on the depravity of the various kingdoms that are outlasted by the righteous kingdom of God.
而第七章我们会看到的就是说，这些堕落的不同的国度呢，是对比于神的国度，是神的国度，公义的国度是永恒的。
And as you'll see on the next slide, what we seem to be given in the latter half of the book of Daniel, chapters 7 through 12, is divine insight into the ultimate significance and implications of the events of history.
所以在第七至到十二章，他给我们看到的就是神俾我哋睇到最终呢啲历史嘅事件嘅重要性同埋引申。
What we learn here is that the events of history are not isolated from events that are behind or beyond history.
佢俾我哋学到嘅就系历史嘅事件咧，唔系单单嘅发生，而并且唔系从其他嘅事情所分割出嚟。
The conflict with the people of God is an expression of an older, deeper, more sinister conflict.
神的子民在当中的挣扎，其实是表示了一个更加长久远，一个更加深和罪的挣扎。
And that's brought out not only in Daniel, but other parts of the Bible, like the book of Revelation too.
咁呢，俾我哋睇到嘅唔单止喺但以理书卷里边睇到，并且喺启示录里边都俾我哋睇。
If you're familiar with the Bible, you know about that conflict between the powers of darkness, the spiritual hosts of wickedness, and the throne of God or God's kingdom.
当中嘅斗争就系话呢个管辖呢个幽暗世界同埋天空属灵气嘅恶魔同神嘅国神自己去斗争。
And right now, as you live out your life, as you go through what will be history, you are in the midst of that battle.
当你现在活在当下，你在这个历史，即将成为历史的时候，你就是活在这个斗争的当中。
Right, in the book of Revelation and New Testament, there's a clear insight in that perpetual conflict between Babylon and Jerusalem.
启示录俾我哋睇到嘅就系巴比伦同埋耶路撒冷一个长久永久嘅斗争。
But we're comforted by John, who wrote Revelation in Revelation 11, that already the kingdoms of the world have become the kingdom of the Lord God.
约翰俾我哋睇到就系话呢个世界嘅王就反之变成呢、这个神。
And we're comforted at the beginning of Revelation 12 also that describes more fully the nature of the conflict and the reasons for such a glorious victory.
同埋喺十二章上面睇到神最终嘅一个荣耀嘅得胜。
And we see a similar pattern here in the book of Daniel.
同样喺但以理书边内睇到相似嘅模式。
And that's the central lesson that we ought to take home with us from chapter 7.
第七章，这个就是我们需要学习到的一个功课。
It's comforting to know that despite the conflict, you know in the end who will be victorious, the Lord God.
纵使在这个斗争的当中，我们知道最终得胜的就是神。
Yet, much energy and attention in interpreting this passage has been devoted to tracking down the identity of the 10 horns and the little horns of verses 7 and 8.
但很多时候我们就花了很多时间去研究究竟那个十角和那个细的角所代表的是什么。
And I would agree with those who say that we focus too much on investigating the minute details that kind of then prevent us from seeing the big picture.
我同意就是说很多时候我们花太多的精力去研究那些很小的细节而失去了这个大的图画。
Now, with that being said, such study should not, of the details should not be downplayed.
没错，这个学习当中的细节是不可以被忽略。
Because, as you'll see, if you're familiar with Daniel 7 later on a chapter, which we didn't read in 19 and 20, Daniel does seem to have a special interest in the four beasts and the 10 horns and the little horn.
没错，但以利好像对这个十角同埋那个第四个兽嗰十角同埋嗰个小小嘅角咧，好似产生一个特别嘅兴趣。喺十九同埋二十节你会睇到。
But I hope you get my point. It's possible to miss the woods for the trees.
咁但系好。我想你明白的就是当我们去看这些微小的东西的时候我们就会失去这个大局。
And we often fail to see what this chapter, Daniel 7, which was first written to help those who were incapable of identifying these symbols.
还有我们都忘记了这张圣经所写的对象很多时候其实他们都不能够去看清楚这些象征的意义是代表什么。
And we'll miss what God is saying to us in His Word in Daniel 7 if we just focus on those minute details.
同埋，如果我哋只系去留意呢啲咁微小嘅细节嘅时候，我哋就睇唔到神想我哋睇到嘅图画。
You know, if the Lord had simply wanted Daniel to know the facts of history ahead of time, you know, why go through this complex curious, multicolored, sense appealing revelation. Why?
咁如果神想要但以理只系知道嗰个事实，将来发历史嘅事实嘅时候，点解佢要花咁多嘅周章去俾一个咁活生生嘅图画俾但以理睇到咧？
Well, as you'll see in slide 5, God not only revealed facts about history in advance. Here's the key: He revealed Himself to Daniel.
因为神唔单止系俾但以理睇到历史嘅事件，佢系俾但以理睇到神自己。
God was impressing on Daniel something of His own awesome and glorious purposes for the world and humanity.
神想但以理睇到嘅就系神自己嘅伟大同埋佢对世界同埋人类嘅旨意。
Now, I'm sure you've noticed that books like Daniel and Revelation in the Bible are essentially books of pictures appealing to our senses.
你睇到但以理书嘅时候，你睇到好多嘅图画，好似对我哋嗰个五官嘅感受，好似去刺激佢哋咁样。
You know, when literature is picturesque, it's meant for us to see and to hear and to smell the strange beasts that appear throughout the chapter.
呢度所写嘅文学嘅方法就好似俾我哋睇到、闻到同埋听到当中嗰个兽，俾我哋睇到活活生生嘅睇到个图画。
And as you'll see on slide 6, that's what God's word in picturesque form, like in Revelation and Daniel, that's what is meant to do, overwhelm Daniel with the revelation of the Ancient of Days and the coming of the Son of Man.
神就是用这些活生生的图画给但以理看到这个亘古常存者和这个人将来要来的人子是怎样。
And this is why the visual dominates Daniel's recording of the words.
所以但以理所记载的这些意象都好像一个活生的图画一样。
Did you notice all the visual wording? For example, I saw, verse 2 and 7.
譬如第二、第七节，他就讲我看见。
I watched, verse 4, 9, 11.
四节、九节、十一节所观看。
Daniel pens down, I looked, in verse 6.
咁啊，第六节亦都系观看。
I was considering, verse 8.
第八节话正在观看。
And I was watching, verse 13.
咁啊，十三节到二十一节所讲嘅，佢睇到或者睇到看见。
It's surely tragic if we read this chapter or hear it expounded and show only a myopic interest in the identification of a few details rather than experiencing God's presence in Daniel's vision.
假如你看到这些图画的时候，如果你只是留意当中所代表的细节而错失了这个图画的感官是多么强烈的时候，你又错失了很多东西。
Right, Daniel talks about his experience in verse 15 and verse 28. I was grieved in my spirit, within my body, and the visions troubled me. My thoughts greatly troubled me, and my countenance changed.
That's
verse
15. 在15和28节，但以理记载了他看到这些异象之后的感受。他说，我的灵在我里面受发。我脑中的异象使我惊惶，心中甚是惊惶，面色也改变了。
Again, I know some of you have a background where your particular church focused on the details. I'm not saying the details aren't important, but you'll miss the main meaning.
我不是说当中留意当中的细节是不重要，但是我们不可以错失那个主要的意思。
The purpose of the chapter is intended to give an overwhelming impression upon us on the mysteries of God's purposes.
这个经文的用意其实要给我们看到一个很大的图画，就是看到神的目的。
And it tells us about the awful conflict that lies behind and beneath history.
同埋俾我哋睇到呢个历史里边同埋背后当中嗰个斗争。
This is what scholars call apocalyptic literature.
呢个系即系学者所讲嘅末世嘅文学。
And what we see before our very eyes is our depravity as human beings is unveiled.
呢个就系我哋人类嘅堕落。
And the curtain that hides the glory of God. You know what happens as we see this picturesque material from God? We get a glimpse, a momentary glimpse of the glory.
然后又俾我哋睇到神嘅荣耀系逐少逐少嘅睇到。
You're given a brief look into the throne room of the universe and the sovereignty of God.
让我哋睇到神嘅宝座同埋神嘅主权。
And so if you had to break down the outline of chapter 7, and I have it on slide 7, verses 1-8 describes Daniel's vision of the four beasts or empires.
如果我们将大以理书第七章去将它分开一个段落的时候，我们看到有四个的兽同埋或者是王朝。
Then you have verses 9-14, which is the centerpiece, which records his vision of the throne of God and the one like the Son of Man, which is again the main part of the chapter.
而九至到十四节就记载咗神嘅宝座嘅异象，同埋呢个好像人子嘅异象，就系呢个经文嘅中心。
Verses 15-28, again, which we didn't read 16-28, which notes the interpretation of these scenes.
而十五至到二十八节就记载住呢啲嘅异象嘅解释。
Now, of course, in 20-25 minutes, which is the length of this message, we're not going to cover a whole lot, right?
我哋所讲嘅系好有限。
So let's, with our time, remaining time, look at the images of the animals, and then briefly the vision of God.
咁所以我哋去简单去睇下，呢个兽嘅异象同埋神形容到神嘅异象。
Again, we'll have more time next time, and probably the time after that, to look at Daniel 7.
咁我哋喺下个礼拜或者再一次都会继续睇埋大以理书嘅第七章余下部分。
Again, as God gives Daniel this panoramic vision of the world empires, Daniel at this time probably needed to see this.
神俾但以理睇到呢个世界嘅国系点样
？Because again, the people of God were in exile.
对但以理嚟讲，呢个系好重要，因为当时佢哋被被掳。
They were longing and looking for renewal, for restoration, for return to Jerusalem, their home.
佢哋渴望可以翻到佢哋嘅家乡，渴望被建再被建立起嚟。
And now with Belshazzar in charge of Babylon, the nation was becoming unstable.
而现在巴沙撒系呢个巴比伦王嘅时候，呢个国家变得更加唔稳定。
And the Jews, the people of God, the Israelites were wondering, what would happen to us who are captives if Babylon crumbled?
咁如果巴比伦系灭亡嘅时候，对于被掳嘅犹太人嚟讲，又点样呢
？For all their power, majesty and brutality, the nations of the world would simply form the background against which the glorious kingdom of God would be inaugurated.
对于世界上嘅权力，佢哋嘅暴力系好似就系对住神呢个荣耀嘅国度系斗争。
You see, God's kingdom would later be fully and finally established.
而神的国度是最终会完全的去建立。
And the summary of this vision, which dominates chapter 7, is the fact that Daniel wrote down the dream, telling the main facts, as verse 1 tells us.
对于这些第七章所写的异象的总结就是，其实就是但以理写下他的梦境，然后去讲出那个事实。
And for those of you who gravitate to more visual than verbal, You should note that Daniel's narrative employs a style of communication that's really like what classic movies do now in technique.
其实但以你所形容的这些故事的方法就好像现在这些很传统的电影所用的表达的手法。
One scene fills the screen, right, in your cinema experience and begins to fade as the next scene takes its place.
就好像坐在戏院看戏一样，在你的画面一个场景完了之后，另一个场景就出现。
I know because of the pandemic, your cinema experiences are limited to a small screen, but again, you get the point.
当然疫情下面你不到戏院看戏，但你知道我想讲的是什么意思。
There's a whole series of impressions made upon the mind of the viewer.
是对于观众来讲，是很多不同的画面是要去给他们看到。
And so, see on the next slide, the vision begins with a picture of universal chaos.
你的意象开始就是一个图画，就是这个世界是混乱的。
Verse 2 tells us the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea.
他说看见天的四风斗起，刮在大海之上。
Right? The great sea is a picture of the world in its godlessness, in its instability.
这个大海的意思就是一个图画，就是这个世界是没有神和不稳定的这个世界。
And the significance of the phrase of heaven is intriguing, as Daniel spells that out in verse 2.
咁而所用那个字，所讲天那个意思是很有趣。
Is there a hint there that not even the chaos caused by the emergence of the kingdoms of this world is outside the sovereign control of God?
就是说纵使这个世界的王朝的混乱，但是都不能够影响神的主权。
God rules history in his sovereign providence.
神在他主权的护理之下，他掌管着历史。
And that would be in keeping with the opening of the book of Daniel, which said in Daniel 1:2, the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into Nebuchadnezzar's hand.
这个跟他开头第一章第二节所讲的引言好相似，就是说主将犹大王约阿敬交付他手，即是尼布甲尼撒的王的手。
For all the apparent chaos that's around us, it's always the Lord who removes kings and raises up kings, as Daniel tells us in chapter 2.
但以理书第二章所讲的，纵使在这么多的混乱当中，是神去自己将王去拿走，同埋兴起另一啲嘅王。
And that particular truth or doctrine is awe-inspiring, yet comforting. It's a comforting truth to learn.
呢个对我哋嚟讲系好重要，因为系俾我哋一个好大嘅安慰。
You see, it must have seemed to Daniel that Babylon was reaching a crisis point.
对于但以理嚟讲，好似巴比伦已经对去到一个好危险嘅阶段。
And so God needed to remind Daniel, even though he went through a lot of the miraculous already, reminded again and again of that truth.
他再一次去提醒但以理他这个真理。
And again, what truth is that? Nothing is accidental. Nothing. Nothing is accidental in God's world.
个真理就是什么呢？就是说在神的国度里面没有东西是意外。
Now, a quick succession of scenes follows in which the four beasts, which hold center stage, or so it seems.
咁跟住落嚟呢，嗰个四个兽呢，就好似喺当中嗰个舞台嘅中心，系唔同嘅画面就俾我哋睇。
I probably don't have time to go into this, I'll have to skip over this, but there are hints here of these four empires, these four beasts, that they don't possess autonomous power.
咁呢个四个兽或者四个王朝俾我哋睇到一个提示，就是他们没有自己的主权。
Just because we're, for the sake of time, I only can point out one. And that's, for example, in verse 4, the lion was lifted up. And notice it says made to stand. He was lifted up and made to stand.
咁譬如喺第四节，呢个兽呢个狮子同地上立起来，用两脚站立。
It also says in verse 4, a man's heart was given to it.
佢话又得了人心。
Again, those animals representing empires or kingdoms, they don't possess autonomous power. It's God who's in control.
呢啲兽代表住佢哋冇自主嘅权力，呢个系神嘅权力去掌管住。
Again, for the sake of time, I can't point out what's in 5, 6, and 7 also. Again, it points to the same thing in the other four beasts.
咁其余嘅兽亦都系有咁嘅意思，当你睇返四五六节嘅时候。
Of course, that final beast, that final, terrible beast, the fourth creature, gives no immediate sign of dependence.
咁喺第四个兽里面呢，就反之同其他有啲唔同。
And that's why Daniel states in verse 7 that it was different from all the other beasts before.
佢话这兽与前三兽大不相同。
But again, the portion that we didn't read, the second part of Daniel 7, verses 21 and 22, say that the final beastial kingdom, the fourth one, be overthrown by sovereign divine intervention too.
咁喺7章21至到22节就睇到呢个最后呢个兽嘅国度呢系被神倾倒。
Of course, the big question is, who are these strange beasts?
冇错，那个问题当然要问就系呢啲嘅兽咁奇怪嘅兽究竟系边个咧
？Again, you have to build the answer up in stages, beginning with the elements of which interpreters have reached general agreement first, because there's just so much variation in interpretation.
咁要回答呢个问题，当然你要首先系一步一步嘅去分析，当中过去有好多人有唔同嘅意见，有唔同嘅解释。
The obvious general agreement that everyone has in interpreting is these beasts represent kingdoms or empires.
但当中也都有好有啲共识，就系话呢啲嘅兽咧都系代表住一啲嘅王朝。
And it's obvious because we're told that in verse 17, those great beasts which are four kings which arise out of the earth. Verse 17.
第十七节佢话四王将要在世上兴起。
And this is not, foreign to us in throughout the ages that animals represented nations or empires, right?
对于你来讲，过去历史啊，呢啲唔同嘅国、唔同嘅王朝咧，用呢啲嘅动物去代表佢哋，对我嚟讲，呢啲唔系陌生嘅。
Even today, think of the bald eagle. The bald eagle is a symbol for the United States of America.
就好似今日咁样，呢个鹰啊，就系代表住美国。
The bear has been used as a symbol of Russia。
而呢个熊咧，就系代表住俄罗斯。
Right? These are beasts of prey, and they generally represent superpowers. We know that today。
呢啲嘅兽，呢个动物咧，就系代表住世界嘅强国。
Right? Wouldn't it be strange?If a superpower was represented by an animal symbolizing peace and gentleness?
如果用呢啲动物去一啲代表和平、一啲代表温柔嘅动物去代表呢啲嘅强国嘅时候，会唔会觉得好怪呢
？You know, if you're a history buff, you might know that Ben Franklin, so you know what he suggested to be the symbol of the United States? He said the turkey should be the symbol.
如果你熟悉历史嘅时候咧，啊呢、这个 Ben Franklin 佢以前曾经提过，就系用呢、这个啊用呢、这个啊火鸡去代表美国。
And of course that was rejected by the founders, right? Because why? Perhaps maybe because the spirit of nationalism has become a sinister power.
冇错，当然呢、这个啊提议咧系被当时嘅建国嘅父咧就系、是。去拒绝咗，因为呢个唔能够真系代表呢个国家。
Now there are four beasts in the image, just like four parts to the image of Nebuchadnezzar's dream in chapter 2.
第七章所讲的四个兽，其实代表着尼布甲尼撒在第二章所看到的异象。
Again, it's easy to connect Daniel 2 and Daniel 7 because Daniel 2 starts the Aramaic section of Daniel and chapter 7 ends the Aramaic section.
很容易被我们看到当中的关联，因为第二章是这个亚兰文当中的部分的开始，而第七章就是那部分的结束。
That's why some seem to say in interpreting all of this that the beasts should represent the same empires.
所以有些人很容易就想到就是说这些兽呢就是代表着之前所说的那些国。
But again, for the sake of time, I can't really go into details because there's so many other interpretations. I have some for you on slide 9. Some commentators, for example, think the lion is Babylon, the bear is Medo-Persia, the leopard is Greece, the fourth beast is Rome.
咁有啲人咧就去解释，就系话呢个狮子咧就系代表住巴比伦，嗰个熊咧就系代表住马代波斯，呢个豹咧就系希腊，而第四个兽咧就系罗马。
Again, there are other alternative views, but for the sake of time, I can't go into them. But if you just go to a study Bible or a good commentary, they will disclose those for you.
咁咧，另外仲有啲其他嘅睇法。咁如果你有时间，你可以喺啲嘅查经书里边去睇到。
I think I have to mention that those who take some contemporary scholarship in view think that this all was written in the second century BC, not the fifth century.
咁有啲有啲学者就认为呢个但以理书所写成嘅时间咧就系主前第二世纪，而唔系主前嘅第五世纪。
Those who interpret it in that way see the contents here as non-historical, and that its purpose is to speak to the days of Antiochus Epiphanes the fourth.
咁嗰啲人有咁嘅解释，所以就佢哋就会认为咧，但以理书当中嘅经文咧，唔系讲到一个历史嘅事实，而系对住当时嘅时代安提那古第四世所统治嘅时间所写。
And they link Antiochus Epiphanes the fourth, who again reigned in 175-164 BC, as identified as the little horns in 8 verses 8, 11, and
20-21. 所以他们就说，安提阿古他统治的时间175-164年，主前这个时间就是那个西西的国，当中但以理书第七章8-21-21节所讲的那个小国。
If you know a little about world history, Antiochus Epiphanes was a Seleucid ruler, and he outlawed Judaism as he attempted to Hellenize Judea.
咁如果你认识历史嘅时候，呢、这个安提阿古佢想去完全歼灭犹太人嘅信仰，佢想将希腊人嘅信仰咧就系加诸喺犹太人嘅身上。
And he's noted for desecrating the temple by sacrificing to Zeus.
咁佢被人所认识嘅就係话佢将呢个圣殿呢係变成係敬拜宙斯嘅地方，去亵渎呢个圣殿。
And events known as Daniel 11 and 12 point out the abomination of desolation.
佢所做嘅嘢就好似但以理书第十一章所记载嘅，就係呢个行毁坏可憎嘅。
Now again, commentators, many say that's plausible, that could be true.
咁有啲学者话呢个有可能系真嘅。
But again, if that is so, if that interpretation is correct, the basic application of Daniel 7 would lie in the second century BC.
咁但如果呢个系真嘅时候咧，但以理书第七章所讲嘅应用咧，就只可以系应用喺主前两世纪呢个时间。
But from a New Testament point of view, which again you have to take into account, the coming of the Son of Man, verse 13, and the events associated with his coming are fulfilled only through Jesus Christ.
但是在这个新约的时代来讲，第十三节所讲的人子要来的时候，只可以在耶稣基督的身上去应验。
And so it's necessary, therefore, to see the fourth empire mentioned, the fourth beast, as one sense or another stretching into the time of Christ's advent.
所以我们需要看到的就是说第四个兽那个时间，其实应该要去延伸到耶稣基督来的时间。
Again, I can't go into a whole lot of detail here, but the first beast, like the head of gold in Nebuchadnezzar's dream in chapter 2, has a certain preeminence as Daniel 2:4 says. He was like a lion and had eagle's wings.
咁喺尼布甲尼撒嘅梦里边所讲嗰个金嘅头咧，就好似有特别嘅优势，好似一个狮子有鹰嘅翼。
And again, for the sake of time, I can't read Ezekiel 17 and Jeremiah 4 for you, but they allude to that, the fact that, these two creatures, these two magnificent creatures, lion and the eagle, they signify Nebuchadnezzar. Jeremiah and Ezekiel in the Bible compare them, Nebuchadnezzar to the lion and the eagle.
咁如果你睇翻耶利米书同埋以西结嘅书嘅时候咧，你都睇到其实佢系对比住尼布加尼撒，就好似呢个狮子有鹰嘅翼一样。
Yet the important point to understand is this: this
个重点喺边度咧
？These powers are not autonomous.
就系呢啲嘅权力，呢啲嘅王朝，佢哋冇自主嘅权力。
The wings of the eagle are plucked off before Daniel's astonishing eyes.
但以你所睇嘅异象就系呢个鹰嘅翅膀咧，就系被拔去。
The mighty lion is lifted up from the earth and made to stand like a man. Verse 4.
而呢个狮子咧，就系从呢个地里边被提起嚟，同埋被站立起嚟，好似一个人一样。
And even the great beast is reduced in size by some invisible but not unfamiliar hand.
这个兽呢就是被去缩小，是被一个无形的手去缩小。
Again, it's unclear whether the beast's reception of a man's heart refers directly to Nebuchadnezzar's restoration.
我们不是很清楚知道这个兽去接受这个人心是不是就是代表着尼布甲尼撒他被被改变被修复嗰个意思。
It could be referring to the humane elements of the Babylonian Empire.
又或者可能是代表着巴比伦王朝他们的人道的元素。
Again, I mention that because again, there are varying interpretations of all of this.
我这样讲是因为其实有很多不同的解释的方法。
But none of this was new to Daniel.
但对于但以利来讲，这些不是新的东西。
He was already living in an era depicted by the lion with eagle's wings.
他活在那个年代，其实很多的图画都被他看到狮子和有鹰的翅膀。
And that era was soon to close before his very eyes.
而那个年代很快在他眼前就会消失。
And so why? Why did God show him?When he already knew what was happening.
咁点解如果佢知道呢个将会发生嘅时候，点解神仲要俾佢睇到咧
？Again, God's presence is the key. Daniel needed God's presence, just like us. During difficult times, we need God's presence.
个重点就系神要俾但以利睇到神嘅同在。好似我哋一样，我哋活喺一个困难嘅时代，我哋要睇到神嘅同在。
He needed to experience God's glory.
佢要经历到神嘅荣耀。
And he certainly needed such an assurance, an unfolding of a vision before him that left him troubled and dejected.
神要但以利睇到呢个异象，以致使到佢哋。
The vision of God, as I mentioned earlier in verses 9 to 14, is the central point of the chapter.
行先前帝国第九至到十四节是这章圣经的中心。
And as you'll see on slide 13, I'm jumping ahead here, skipping over some things. Here's the vision of God and how it comes in here, just in a nutshell.
咁喺我哋睇下神嗰个意象点样去进入到呢度。
In other words, in contrast to this hectic and demoniac, inspired activity of earthly kingdoms, God sits on his throne.
咁就是喺呢个世界咁混乱嘅时间，神系坐喺佢个宝座上边。
And the kingdoms rise and fall, as you see on your screen, but Daniel sees a God whose ways are everlasting.
不同的王朝兴起和堕落，但以你看到神是永恒的。
And his plans stretch into eternity, whereas the plans of a Nebuchadnezzar, or a great Alexander, or a Caesar, are transitory.
神的计划延伸到永恒，反之尼布甲尼撒、亚历山大大帝或者凯撒的计划都是短暂的。
The kingdom.You're exerting so much energy today to build. If it's not God's kingdom, it's not going to last.
你今日所建立嘅你嘅国，小小嘅国，你用咁多心力去建立嘅，但系如果你唔系建立喺神嘅国度上边，呢啲嘢系唔会永恒。
That's why God's people, believers, are called to be God's kingdom builders.
所以神的子民是被呼召成为建立神的国度的人。
God wears a garment white as snow.
神去穿起个袍是好像雪一样那么白。
He was never compromised. He has never compromised his righteous dealings in establishing his kingdom.
神去建立他的国度的时候从来都不会就他的公义而妥协。
Right, what a contrast. Human kingdoms are always caught up in feverish activity, right? Military or diplomatic.
反之人所建立的国度很多时就是用军事或者用外交当中不同的手段去建立给你。
But we see in Daniel's vision the Ancient of Days seated, in charge, never surprised.
但以你说这个亘古尚存者是坐在这个宝座上面他从来都不会感到惊讶。
The Ancient of Days, picturing God, is never in a panic about his world.
他从来不会为着他自己的国度而紧张忧心。
He reigns in the face of terrible havoc that sinful people are trying to cause.
纵使人要去行很多的毁灭，但是神仍然是掌权。
Daniel is reminded in an astounding way, visually,Ultimate authority doesn't reside in Babylon, Persia, Greece, or Rome.
但以你去睇到嗰个最终嗰个主权，并唔系落喺呢个巴比伦或者系波斯或者系希腊或者系罗马嘅手上。
Just like what Isaiah learned, and I have this on slide 14, Isaiah 26, 3 to 5, in the New King James Version says, You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for he brings down those who dwell on high.
好像以赛亚所提到的句话，坚心依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。你们当依靠耶和华。直到永远，因为耶和华是永久的磐石，他使住高处的与高城一并败落，将城拆毁拆平，直到尘埃。
No matter what the voices around you say, ultimate power is not centered in Washington D.C. or London or Beijing or Moscow.
无论你周围嘅声音点样讲，但最终嗰个主权并唔系落喺华盛顿或者伦敦或者系北京或者系莫斯科当中。
It lies in the very hands of God，
而系坐落喺神嘅手上边。
Christians who have this vision of God and His throne will never feel alone. You'll never feel isolated.
如果你基督徒去睇到神呢个意象或者佢个宝座嘅时候，你唔会觉得孤单或者系被分隔分离。
And the reason why you won't feel alone or isolated because you'll find your reference point, your point of orientation, not on earth, but in heaven.
点解你唔会觉得孤单？因为你睇到呢个方向，你个指向唔系喺呢个地上边，而系指向天国。
And your perspective of history will not arise from below, where the great sea is causing chaos, but it'll be from above, the throne of God.
你所睇嘅唔再系喺地上边或者呢个大海呢个混乱嘅里边，而系喺之上系神嘅宝座。
And others around you might claim that they see things realistically rather than idealistically.
喺你周围嘅人，可能佢话佢哋睇到嘅系嗰个现实嘅情况，而唔系净系睇到一个理想嘅地方。
But the comfort for Christians is we gain God's perspective in order to see things as they really are.
但系对于基督徒嚟讲，我哋要嘅就系去从神嘅角度去睇呢个真实嘅事情系点样。
Again, you have to understand Daniel 7 in light of the entire Bible and the entire storyline of the Bible.
你睇但以理第七章嘅时候，你要睇成个圣经嘅故事。
And Adam was made to rule as God's vice regent. He was to be obedient to exercise God's given dominion that God entrusted him with.
亚当被做神去将呢个伊甸园托管俾佢，亚当系要去信实嘅去行使神俾佢嘅统治权。
But Adam and Eve disobeyed, and they sinned against God and one another, and they lost God's dominion and fell short of God's glory.
但系自从佢哋犯罪之后，佢失去咗呢个主权，佢去伤害咗神嘅荣耀。
And ever since that moment, long, long ago, you know what we've been doing? We've been greedily trying to recover this lost dominion without letting go of our sin.
自此之后，人所做嘅只系贪婪嘅，去希望去再次去得到翻呢个主权，而唔系舍弃我哋嘅罪。
And that's why the Son of Man had to come.
所以呢个人子要嚟。
He had to come to become a servant that Adam and us failed to be.
佢要嚟系作为一个仆人，因为亚当同埋我哋都唔能够去做到。
The Son of Man Jesus had to reflect the glory of God in his obedience to God because we would not be obedient.
人子来到是要顺服，去反映了神的荣耀，因为我们不能够顺服。
And as you know, if you know the storyline, he had to pay a great price, his death on a cursed cross.
他要付上一个很大的代价，就是他的死，死在这个受咒诅的十字架上面。
He was our substitute to pay our sin penalty to make us now.Right with God.
他替代我们付上了这个罪的代价，以致我们和神去恢复一个关系。
And you too can be made right with God by trusting in Jesus' person and work.
你藉着耶稣基督的工作和他的说话，也都可以和神去重新建立这个关系。
That's why Christians worship God.Because we want to highly exalt his name because of what he has done for us.
所以基督徒去敬拜神，他想将神的名去高举，因为神为我们所做的。
And as the psalmist says in Psalm 2:8, which is another messianic promise that's been fulfilled in Christ. Ask of me, it says there, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance.
好就是诗篇第二章第八节所讲，就话你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业。
And you too, as a follower of Christ, will have the nations in God's kingdom,
ready
to rule with him.
你作为跟随基督徒基督的，你将来会在神的国度里面同他一起去掌权。
And so I hope this afternoon that you know the Son of Man, and that you are trusting in him, and that you are building his kingdom.
所以今天我希望你是认识这位人子，你去相信他，同埋去建立他的国度。
And despite the circumstances then, you will know that you have the peace that passes understanding.
纵使你的环境是怎样，但是你有这个平安，知道这些事都会过去。
Father, thank you for this not easy passage talking about the future and your kingdom in Daniel 7.
天父，我们感谢你的话语，特别是这段经文讲到将来，是不容易去理解。
And as it helped Daniel, we pray that it would help us.Today,
好似你帮助但以理一样，你今日去帮助我哋。
We pray, O Lord, that you would help us to know you better and to make you known.
帮助我哋更加多认识你，亦都让其他人能够认识你。
But we ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督宝贵嘅名义祈，阿门。